Who really discovered America?
If he wasn't interested in the Bahamas, what was Columbus looking for in the first place?
Did Columbus's men bring syphilis back to Europe?
So, if Columbus didn't really discover America, who did? Okay, the Indians really discovered America. Who were they, and how did they get here?
If Columbus was so important, how come we don't live in the United States of Columbus? What became of Christopher Columbus?
Where were the first European settlements in the New World?
If the Spanish were here first, what was so important about Jamestown?
What was the Northwest Passage?
What was the Lost Colony? When and how did Jamestown get started?
Did Pocahontas really save John Smith's life?
What was the House of Burgesses?
Who started the slave trade?
Who were the Pilgrims, and what did they want? What was the Mayflower Compact?
Did the Pilgrims really land at Plymouth Rock?
Highlights in the development of New England.
Who started New York? Did the Indians really sell Manhattan for $24?
How did New Amsterdam become New York?
When did the French reach the New World?
Why is Pennsylvania the Quaker state?
What were the 13 original colonies?
Few eras in American history are shrouded in as much myth and mystery as the long period covering America's discovery and settlement. Perhaps this is because there were few objective observers on hand to record so many of these events. There was no film at 11, when primitive people crossed the land bridge from Asia into the future Alaska. No correspondents were on board when Columbus's ships reached land. Historians have been forced instead to rely on accounts written by participants in the events, witnesses whose views can politely be called prejudiced. When it comes to the tale of Pocahontas, for instance, much of what was taught and thought for a long time was based on Captain John Smith's colorful autobiography. What is worse, history teachers now have to contend with a generation of prepubescent Americans who have learned a new myth, courtesy of the Disney version of Pocahontas, in which a sultry, buxom Indian maiden goes wild for a John Smith who looks like a surfer dude with Mel Gibson's voice. Oh, well. This chapter covers some of the key events during several thousand years of history. However, the spotlight is on the development of what would become the United States, and the chapter ends with the 13 original colonies in place.